rat?
Well, not exactly a rat. It looks kind of like one. Something like a chipmunk or ground squirrel. Don't have those in this area.
No, but I've seen flying squirrels.
Oh, really?
One.
It's been a long time since I saw one of those things.
It's been a long time, but I've seen one.
Mm-hmm.
Our cat caught that thing, and it broke in half, and I choked Turtle. She turned that squirrel loose,
mm-hmm.
and I had it in my hand, and it was so tiny, he couldn't bite me nowhere but right straight through this here little bunch of skin here.
Mm-hmm.
That thing liked to eat me up,
mm-hmm.
but I took it away from that cat,
mm-hmm.
and put it in me a bucket, tied me a rag over it, and oh boy, I thought I had something. It was pretty. And that stepdaddy come in, I run and got it and showed it to him. And he called the cat and then just poured it out of a bucket down there and let the cat get it mean.
Hmm. You went to a lot of trouble for nothing.
That's how mean he was.
Yeah. That's too bad. Yeah.
Let the cat eat it after I done got just eat up through him. He was so little it couldn't bite nowhere else but right here.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. What about these animals that you hear around ponds at night that make this croaking noise, you know?
Bullfrogs.
Yeah. Those are big ones, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lots of folks like to eat them, but I don't.
Yeah, I've heard that. They eat the legs.
That's all can do.
I've never had any.
Ain't nothing to the body.
Mm.
Well, no, I'll tell you the reason I'm going to do it.
Why is
it? Never would. You can kill them. I mean, you can clean them tonight and put them in the ice box. And in the morning, when you put them in grease, hot grease, boil them things and might yet jump slam out of them.
I've heard that.
They ain't dead.
Still twitching.
I don't know whether they're dead or whether it's just nerves or what. But don't give it to me. I don't want it.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard it tastes like chicken.
They tell me it's good too, but I ain't never tasted it.
Yeah.
There's some good meat in turtle meat too.
Is that right?
Not me.
What kind of turtles would you use to eat?
Well, I don't know. We tried to. We never did use for two, and that was just old loggerhead turtles, you know. Out in the bow lake, you know. But them good turtles, you know, them big water.
Mm-hmm.
Soft shell turtles and
yes,
things
mm-hmm.
like that. Now
I've heard those loggerhead turtles can smell bad. Don't smell so hot anyway.
Well, they didn't smell so good. Now, I didn't eat them, no more. Now you can clean a turtle today and put all of your junk, leave the heart in there. In that where you cleaned them out, just leave the heart in that shell. And go ahead and cook and eat that turtle today. In the morning, that heart's still beating.
Oh.
Still beating.
Hmm.
I done seen that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give me no turtle,
That's strange.
It's strange, but it works.
Did you have turtles around here that stayed on the land mostly instead of the water?
Yeah. Down at Wayside, there was. I found one day way off away from the water, and she was making her a nest.
Mm-hmm.
Took her hind feet, you know, and digging out holes back up under them weeds.
Mm-hmm.
And she made her a nest there and laid a pile of eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And they hatched. We watched. And they hatched.